And a good deer hunting Friday afternoon. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council studio, on a Friday afternoon where Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist, is here.
You sound a little bit surprised.
Well, thank you for being here. Although, okay, in the interest of full disclosure, we recorded this in the morning before 12 noon.
Yeah, and thank you for doing that. I will tell you that once we get, you know, past like Friday evening, things start to slow down for me. But, you know, if you're an accountant, you know, how busy the last week before the taxes are all due. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a farmer and a rancher and the humidity and the temperature and everything just hit that magical sweet spot and you just got to go. That's what the Monday of deer season is, like 8:05 a.m. on Monday morning. It's the sweet spot. And I actually, Mick, I live for this. I love this.
Well, we talk about it on the radio 51 weeks out of the year, and now here it is, today.
Yeah. No, and that's what I love. You know, so our North Dakota deer hunting season opened up at 12 noon on Friday. It's a 16-and-a-half-day season. It goes through Sunday, November 24th.
And by legislative decree.
Thank you for bringing that up.
How long ago did they decide Friday noon was a good idea?
I'm going to say it was sometime maybe probably in the early 80s, sometime around there. I don't remember the exact year, because if I would have been like the 16, 17-year-old hunter, it probably would have had like a significant impact, because this is the way that I've always known it, is the Friday at 12 noon closest to Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why it slides, because people ask, well, why does it slide a little bit? Why isn't it always like the first Friday mm-hmm. of November? Like last week was the first.
Right.
And that's how it's set legislatively. And I actually got into a casual disagreement, discussion, whatever you might call it, last Sunday after church down in the beautiful Cheyenne Valley, Preston Lutheran Church. Love the place, love the people, love the conversation and the discussion, and saying that you really need to move that deer season. And I said, hold the phone, because if we touch the deer season, if we said, well, let's open it up on Friday mornings at 9 o'clock, people would become irate, because over the course of, you know, 30 some years, there's become such an ingrained tradition where some people might leave on Friday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they've got, you know, 3 hours to drive from Grand Forks down to Linton, or they're driving from Fargo up to Minot, or from, you know what, the fact of the matter is, you might live even in Minot and go, wow, that's really good deer country around there, but you might have grown up south of Dickinson. So you drive down to Dickinson for the deer opener. One of the toughest things for anyone to do, and I think it's a good thing, is to break the deer tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that set, and that's part of the matrix and the fabric of the tradition, of the heritage that hunting is. So if Game and Fish didn't have a really, 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 really strong reason to move the dates and the times deer season, we would basically be pounded into oblivion. So we just go, hey, this is the way it's been, and we don't have any significant reason to change it. We've had the opening day of deer season set like this through times when we had 145,000 tags back in 2007 and 2008, to times back in 1985 when we had about as many tags, you know, 45,000 tags. So our message is, don't mess with deer season. Don't mess with deer season.
Zorba the Greek, remember the song was Tradition?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's the way it is. Yeah. So so you went to church and ended up at a public hearing.
Well,
a Game and Fish, or what do you go? The meetings you
Advisory
had?
Board meetings.
Advisory those, board meetings.
Those will be coming up a little bit later on, you know, back after the deer season, right before Thanksgiving, they start up. So we've got a lot of work to do between now and then, Mick.
All right. Well, you had a great article. For those of you who read your weekly column, I thought it was an awesome article because it was Answer All My Questions on Deer Season. So let's just talk about that one. As guys are either, I don't know how many are sitting in the deer stand or sitting on the rock pile right now listening to Farm Talk, but a few probably maybe are, or some are on the way. Or somewhere can't wait to get there. So let's have 101 deer.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point because there are people that will only hunt the opening day of deer season, mm-hmm. the opening weekend of deer season, or they'll say, yeah, you know what? I know that, you know, probably 50% of the deer are going to be taken in the first 3 days, so I wait till the second weekend, or I wait till the final weekend, and, you know, most of the deer have been shot already and tagged already, and I wait and get the smart ones. You know? whatever reason that they – or, again, it might be a fact of, you know, I want to go deer hunting back in Kenmare and back in Crosby, and the only time I can get away is next weekend. Or maybe some people wait, and they use the Veterans Day holiday, the Monday and Tuesday after deer season. Okay. So whatever time you pick in the 16-and-a-half-day season, probably, you know, one of the main points that we really try to get out there for both the hunters and the landowners is if you don't know, don't go. And what we mean by this, if you're a hunter and you see a deer running in a place and you go, whoa, hey, let's go shoot that. If you don't know if you have permission, if you don't know if that land is posted, we've talked about the trespass issue for as long as you've been on the radio. You know, year round and yep. Not just legislatively, but also ethically. And that is the best advice that we can give any hunter is if you're not sure if you can hunt that land, if you've got permission on that land, then don't. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes it changes with the circumstances. Sometimes, you know, maybe the land has changed ownership in the past year and you don't know. You might say, oh, I've hunted this for years. You know what? It doesn't matter if you've hunted it for 20 years or if this is the first time out there. You need to stop before you go out there and make sure that you have permission to be where you're at, Mick.
Excellent point, because this year, well, the last 2 years, there's been a lot of land changing hands, and it's nobody's fault.
Right. It's just a function of the society that we live in, and it can also be where, you know what, maybe that landowner used to leave it unposted, but now his 23-year-old son has finished up college and he moved back and he's a deer hunter. Mm-hmm. And he wants to, you know, he wants to save that for himself. That's his right. That's his, you know, that's what they're going to do. So please know that. Here's one of the other situations I want to put out there as well is I know the challenges and the struggles. I've been across the prairies. I've seen the devastation that everybody's working with. I've heard it firsthand from people. Is also when we fast forward to, you know, to February, and we know what I was listening to your conversation with Jim Bitts on mm-hmm. Wednesday, and we know the struggles for cattle owners of getting the hay back home and keeping that feed. And you know what? If you're a landowner, if you don't have somebody that wants to shoot a deer, if your son isn't going to come back to deer hunt, please consider, you don't have to just take down your no trespass signs, but if somebody asks if they can go shoot a deer, think about what the landscape could look like in February, and you might want to have a couple fewer deer or five fewer deer, you know, out there. So, you know, consider allowing hunting access because that might end up helping you out 4 months down the road if we've got a nasty winter of snow and the deer are getting into those livestock feed supplies. So this can be a benefit to the landowner. It can be a benefit to the hunter, and the communication in that can be a real key, Mick.
Sure, just open it up and you know, be honest. That's
right, and that's the bottom line mm-hmm. is to have that communication and you know, and also, you know, making sure that, you know, going back to church. You know, if you see a new face that's in church on Sunday, or if you see a new face at the gas station tonight, at the cafe tomorrow morning that's wearing blaze orange, you can say, hey, if you're looking for a spot to hunt, I've got a few fawns out there that I wouldn't be, you know, fine. You can go shoot one of those. If you got a buck tag, I don't want you shooting that big buck that's been around there, but feel free. We've got some does, and they might find a new spot to hunt. You might find a new friend along the way as well, Mick.
All right. Good advice. Good idea. All right. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist, went through October of pink at the pump. Pink used to just mean lady, you know, a pink gun stock.
Yep.
Or a pink gun case. But now it's breast cancer awareness, so we'll tip our hat to all. And we've got veterans. There's a lot of people to honor and salute and issues, but there are a lot of ladies out there hunting also.
There really are. And I think that's been one of the real nice changes that we've seen, because, you know, you can go into, you know, you can go into a school in Edmore and in Edgeley. You can go into schools today. There's not going to be, you know, people surprised if the attendance is slacking just a little bit today.
A few teachers and superintendents are gone too.
Yeah, right. No, that's true too, because there's sometimes teachers going, hey, students shouldn't just be the ones that get to take the day off for the opening day of deer season.
Right.
And we've seen more young ladies, we've seen more females that have started to enjoy hunting, and that's really great, because it can turn it into a family event. That we talk a lot about how, you know, deer season is dads and sons, it's brothers and it's uncles, it's your old buddies from the football team, mm-hmm. that can gather together on the opening day of deer season, because you can't get together on Thanksgiving or around Christmas time because there's a lot of family commitments. But we've also really seen that the interest and the participation from ladies continues to grow, and that's definitely a good thing, Mick. We really like to see that, my friend.
For sure. All righty, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist. On Friday, the first day of deer season, the half day of the 16 and a half days of deer season in North Dakota, and if you're listening in the car, stop, roll the window down, just listen. Within a matter of minutes, you'll probably hear blam off in the distance.
It's the sound of fall, Mick. It is, my friend.
Indeed. All righty. And we're talking hunting here with Doug Lear. We're going to take a break. Come right back. After this, in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, this is Farm Talk.